Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn in the scriptures this evening to Hebrews 6? Can you receive some word tonight? You got time? We've been talking for some weeks about diligence. And let's continue on this evening. Hebrews 6 and verse 10. God is not unrighteous. It means He is righteous. Righteous is an old English word. We'd just say, God is not unright. He's right. About what?
Everything.
Of course, everything. But specifically here, this verse said, He is right not to forget your work and your labor of love. Everybody say, labor of love.
Labor of love.
Say it again.
Labor
of love, which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Thank you, Lord. God's not unrighteous. He's not unfair, unjust to forget your work and labor of love. So what does that mean? He remembers it. He remembers it and He rewards it. Doesn't He? Hebrews 11:6. The Lord's been stirring me up about that phrase. You don't have to turn there, but just listen to it. A lot of you know it, could quote it. It said, without faith, it's impossible, not just hard, not just can't do it on most occasions, impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must, somebody say must. This is not optional.
Amen.
This is mandatory. Must believe that He is, and, in other words, and you must believe that He is a rewarder.
Yes, sir.
That's where a lot of folk are falling down on it.
Amen.
A lot of Christians believe He is. They believe God exists. And they believe God is God. They believe He's all-knowing. He's everywhere present. He's all-powerful. He's the eternal one. But they don't believe the next part. And the Bible said you must believe that too.
Yes, sir.
What's the last part? You must believe.
He's a rewarder.
You must believe that when you work hard for the Lord and you obey Him and you step out and you do everything you know to do to please Him, you must believe He'll reward you.
Amen.
He'll bless you.
Amen.
He'll take care of you.
Yes.
He'll heal you.
Yes.
He'll prosper you.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody say glory to God. Now this church, if you're visiting, let me inform you, this church believes God is a good God.
Amen.
Every day and every night.
Amen.
We believe God will save you and forgive you and wash you and cleanse you and never even bring up your past to you again. No matter how squirrely and crazy you've been, He'll clean you up and fill you with the Holy Spirit and use you and make a blessing out of you. We believe God will make you rich.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Just flat rich. Somebody said, you mean in spirit? No, I mean every way. Every way. I mean with money rich. Every way. God will flat heal your body. Heal you. Heal you, restore you, and make you rich. And help your kids. Help you on the job. Give you your own business. Give you two or three. Give you your own apartment and your own house.
Yes.
Yes.
And two or three houses.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
We just believe he's that good.
Yes.
And better than that.
Yes. Yes, sir.
But come to find out, we're required to believe that. Now, a lot of Christians think they're not. They think they're okay just believing God's God. But according to the Bible, we are required to believe that he is also a good rewarder.
Amen.
Well, now, why am I talking about this? Well, there's a whole lot of people that don't work for the Lord at all. There's a whole lot of people that's not in the building tonight or joined by internet. They don't go to church anywhere. And they don't care, and they don't do anything for the Lord, and they don't think it's a big deal. And it's obvious that they're lacking in believing that God is. Or even if they do believe God is, they don't believe that it's worthwhile. Because so many people are very carnal, and they only want to know what's in it for me. Well, there's a lot in it for you. If you help somebody else. Right? But he is a rewarder. Say it out loud. God
will
never forget
my work
and my labor of love
for his things,
for his people.
He has said
in his holy word,
he would reward me.
He said it. And he started out with that before he talked about the diligence part, because if you don't know that and you don't believe that, well, you're not going to be diligent. You're going to think, what's the use? Well, there is a lot of use.
Amen.
Hebrews 6, are you there?
Yes, sir.
He said, we desire, verse 11, that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope to the end, that you be not slothful. One translation says, don't be dull and lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. We define diligence. We said diligence, it literally means vehemence. It means being earnest and fervent. Romans 12:11 says, don't be slothful in business, but be fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Be eager, determined, do it promptly, do it early, do it with speed. In Hebrews 6, we read it, but look at it again. Verse 10, God is not unrighteous to forget what? Your what? Work. Work. Work is God's idea. It really is. Your work and what else? Your labor of love. Now, in thinking about these things and looking at it, you'll see that some people work fervently, and some people work some, and some people work not at all. Look at this scripture in, let's see, Romans 16. Romans chapter 16. How many believe every word in the Bible is significant?
Yes.
Then notice these words. Romans 16 and 12. Actually, if you back up to verse 5, he's saying, greet this one, salute this one. And verse 6, greet this one. And verse 7, salute this one. And verse 8, greet this one. And 9, salute this one. And verse 10, salute this one, salute that one. Verse 11, salute this one. And verse 12, salute that. Keep right on down through. And how many believe that this is unimportant, that he's just saying howdy?
No.
That they really could have left all this out?
No.
Oh, no, no. This is inspired of the Lord.
Yes.
Well, notice this then. Verse, 16? No. 12. Yeah, thank you. Salute Tryphena and Tryphosa, who what?
Labor.
How?
In the Lord.
Well, that's good to be mentioned in the Bible.
Amen.
That you was working in the Lord. Read the next phrase. Salute the beloved Persis, who what?
Labor.
labored much. Well, he gave him a word he didn't give the other guys.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, sir.
You got labor and then you got
much.
Labored much.
Yes.
He labored much in the Lord. Now there is a difference. And there is a difference in fervency. And there's a difference in diligence. And I've seen it year after year in ministry. And I've talked to pastors and I talk to ministers all the time. And people are frustrated about stuff. I don't know at the times I've been asked in other churches, how do you get your people to work like that? Well, I don't. I said, I don't. Y'all know we don't berate you for not working. We don't preach condemnation. How do you get the people? For meetings, sometimes people come and they see how diligent people are in their teams and how fervent. Not only are they there early till late and fervent in it, but act like they want to do it. Right? I mean, it's not enough just to be there all day. It's good if people feel like you want to be there. And that you might be enjoying it. Really affects the atmosphere, doesn't it? The environment. And people have commented about it. But the thing is, what you see is that there are different commitment levels among all people and among all believers. Say it out loud, different.
Different.
Commitment.
Levels.
There are different levels of commitment to the Lord. I know I learned a valuable lesson. I was only in like the first year of ministry. And the Lord dealt with me in the middle of the night to go speak to somebody about something. Told me what to say and what to do. It was supernatural. And I went and said, I tried not to, you know, make a big fanfare out about it. But it was serious and I focused. And they did not receive it at all. They shut me down and just didn't like me anymore after that. And so I was kind of unhappy about the way it turned out. I thought, Lord, that was... And I took it personal. And in a time of prayer, the Lord said, son, if they don't receive me, don't be surprised if they don't receive you. He said, don't take it personal. He said, the problem is not... He said, their commitment to me. They're not listening to me. And if they're not listening to me, don't be shocked or surprised at all if they don't listen to you. And don't take it personal. It's me they got an issue with.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me